Pope Benedict XVI continues his period of rest in northern Italy. Eimear McCarthy brings us the latest.
In his daily update, Vatican Press Office Director Father Federico Lombardi gave a glimpse of one of the more intimate moments of the Pope's vacation period, describing one of the rare and unprogrammed encounters between the Pope and families from the local community.
Ha incontrato un gruppetto di bambini accompagnati dalle mamme.
He described how on Wednesday night, during his usual evening walk near the village of Lacombe, Pope Benedict came upon a group of five children accompanied by three ladies with whom he stopped to share a few words. During the course of the conversation, one of the children described to the Pope how in wintertime in his home in the Uremes Valley, the ground is covered by snow reaching up to 6 meters in depth, to which the Holy Father expressed his surprise and wonder. This anecdote gives an idea of the moments of light relief enjoyed by the Pope during his period of rest in the Alpine Valley of Aosta. But as the Pope himself informed journalists, the 2 weeks which draw to a close on July 29th will also be spent at work.
Ieri il Cardinale Bertone gli ha portato diversi dossier.
In fact, Father Lombardi reports that on Thursday, Pope Benedict dedicated quite some time to the study of documents brought him Wednesday by Secretary of State Cardinal Bertone. All of this despite his current wrist injury.
Oggi si porta dall'ospedale di Aosta qui alla residenza del Papa un apparato.
Father Lombardi also informs that a portable X-ray machine has been brought to the wooden chalet where the Pope is staying from the local hospital in the capital town Aosta to check up on the Holy Father's progress in recovery. On Friday, Pope Benedict XVI will make the second programmed public appearance of his vacation when he will join the local Christian community in the Cathedral of Aosta for evening prayer. I'm Eimear McCarthy.